Our very special guest today is Gary Kah. His background is quite extensive. He's the former Europe and Middle East trade specialist with the Indiana government. He's authored numerous books bringing a biblical perspective to world events. And in fact, he just returned from meetings in Europe. And that's kind of the lead in that I have. Gary, welcome to the Bill and Allison Show.
Welcome, Gary.
Hey, it's good to be with you again.
Thank you. Well, you just got back from meetings in Europe, so I'm going to ask you, who do you think are some of the major players on the world stage? I guess they're often called globalists. Who are some of these folks? Do we know?
Yeah, I often get asked to name names because a lot of times we talk generally about, you know, the trend toward globalism, but who are some of the people behind this who really wield some power and influence? And so I put together just a short list. It's not a complete list by any stretch, but just to give people an idea, I'll start with Klaus Schwab, who, of course, is the founder and director of the World Economic Forum, and I'll come back to that in a moment. Bill Gates, who also is a major player in that World Economic Forum, as is George Soros, and then some other names, Yuval Noah Harari, well-known transhumanist out of Israel, who's causing all kinds of problems. Justin Trudeau, who's a darling of the World Economic Forum in many regards, very close to Klaus Schwab. You've got, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I had this loud beep in my phone. I'm sorry, you'll have to edit that out. Okay. I thought I was
We did not hear it.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I'll keep going after Justin Trudeau, so I'll just keep going. I'll pause for a moment. Also, most of the Biden administration is committed to the globalist agenda. The Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford Consortium of Foundations, various leaders of the United Nations, pretty much everybody near the top of the UN, including the head of the World Health Organization, for example, various leaders of the European Union, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, all of them working together. You've got some of your central bankers, the bulk of your television, print, and social media magnates, much of our education establishment, and also certain institutional investment conglomerates, such as BlackRock, all of them pushing this globalist agenda. But it doesn't stop there. You also have numerous religious leaders, including some from the World Council of Churches, along with what I call High Freemasonry or Illuminized Freemasonry. So these are just a few of the institutions and key figures involved in this, and it kind of branches out from there. The people in the higher levels of this, I think, understand where they're wanting to take things. But if you go down a step or two, you have people who don't see the whole picture. They're just doing their part, and they think they're helping maybe to make the world a better place. I've often likened it to a major corporation. Let's just randomly take Chrysler Corporation. So you've got the president on top and the immediate people around him. They know where they want to be with the company 5 to 10 years down the road. And then you've got the people underneath them and those in middle management that are kind of overseeing their areas. They don't see necessarily the entire picture, but they see part of it. And as long as they do a good job, they're left alone. They get promoted and so forth. And then at the bottom, you have the assembly line workers. They're just coming to work every day doing their job and want to benefit the company in whatever way they can because they know if they do, you know, they'll their job will be secure and they'll do well. It's kind of like that within this globalist movement, almost like a pyramid kind structure. But underneath it all, or I should say on top of it all, at the highest levels of it, the ultimate motivation is religious. And we can get into that later on. But I believe people make a mistake when they view it all as being strictly political or for the sake of economic power and control. These people need that kind of control to do what they want to do and to take the world in the direction they want to take it in, which ultimately it's an occultic, luciferic agenda. And I may be insulting some people's intelligence here because some people would say, you've got to be kidding. Talk about these people being Lucifer worshippers. Well, some of them are. Some of them are. And I've actually read out of some of their books, and in my book, In Roots of Global Occupation, I give you page numbers and everything out of their books where they come out and reveal who their source of inspiration is. But this is never, ever mentioned in the media. And so when people come out and talk about this and document it, people just find it hard to believe. We are in a spiritual battle. That's what it ultimately is. Now, as far as the World Economic Forum, to get back to that, I think to bring it home to what's going on in the world right now with the war in Ukraine, I think the longer that war rages, the greater the likelihood that a NATO member is going to encounter hostile exchanges with Russia. It almost happened recently here in Poland. And if that were to happen, it would activate Article 5 of the NATO agreement, and suddenly we could be looking at a regional conflict or even a world war. And it appears to me that this is what the global elites cooperating with the World Economic Forum are actually pushing for. I believe they actually want a major drawn-out conflict in Europe that will affect the entire world. Having lost their COVID pandemic momentum, at least for the time being, I believe they need a crisis of really historic proportions to sink the ship, so to speak, to completely destroy the old world order of sovereign nation states. The world's current economic and financial system, I believe, has to be brought to its knees before the World Economic Forum's new global digital cashless system can be effectively introduced as the only solution. See, if everything's going well in the world, if the world is relatively in peace, the global economy is humming along, there's no reason for people to change. They'd be suspicious of that. But if everything's collapsing, if the economy is in shambles, if the world is at war, and it looks like this is it, we're going to destroy ourselves, everything's falling apart, then the powers that be can step in with their solution, which is going to be a type of world government system, a single global economic system that they can tightly control. The ultimate goal of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, which more often than not is the term they use to describe where they're headed, is to gain complete control of the world's economy and financial structure, in order to really to install a centralized, heavily regulated, totalitarian international system, very similar to that of China's social credit system. China is the model. And so if you want to know where all this is going, look no further. And China is practically cashless now. They've taken that step over the last 2 years. So at that point, they're able to control every move that people make. So that's just a bit of an overview of the World Economic Forum, some of the people involved in it, and where I believe they want to take things.
We've been speaking with Gary Kaw, who's the author of numerous books, Bringing a Biblical Perspective to World Government.
World events.
I'm
and
sorry.
World government too, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Gary, tell us something about your newsletter.
Yeah, it's actually a research news journal. It's about 20 pages. Every 4 months we put this out. We've got some of the top researchers in the world that write articles for us, and I typically write the lead article. And we do this because it's really the only way we can stay in touch with all the people interested in this subject matter. Because if I took the time to write another book, by time it would be finished, it'd be out of date. Things are just moving too quickly now. And so we try to go behind the scenes through the contacts that the Lord has blessed us with around the world that we've gained over the last 30 years of doing this, and bring to you news and information that you're just not going to get through the mass media. And so we do our best, with God's help, to stay on top of this and to help Christians to be discerning in these very deceptive times.
And how can people find out about your newsletter?
Yeah, you can go to our website, garycaw.org. You can subscribe there, and you can also get my two books there, In Roots of Global Occupation and The New World Religion. Both of those books are full of documents that we've reproduced in them to prove that we're telling the truth, that we're not just pulling this information out of thin air. And those books help lay a biblical foundation to understand the current events, the major developments going on in our world right now. And then our quarterly publication, Hope for the World Update, is what keeps people up to date on this. So we really encourage people to subscribe. In doing so, you help us to exist and to continue to do what we do, and we really appreciate your help. And once you have it, make copies, get it out to people. We just want to get this message out as quickly as possible because there's so much at stake.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah. I would encourage every one of our listeners to go to the website and to subscribe to Gary's journal and also read his books.
And his website, again, is garykah.org, and that's GaryKah.org.